Marta Kananua at $3.50 and Burden of Proof number 9 at $5. Chris Lees has the favourite here. Do you like it or something else?
I do like Elephorus. I'm putting a 4.12. I'm putting the numbers down as 4.12, 9 and 8. A very impressive winning at Tamworth last start. She was way back in grade. She was sent out a $1.70 favourite. And despite getting back in the field, she trucked up into the race really well, approaching the home turn. And it was a soft victory in the end. I think that'll give her plenty of confidence. I think she'll handle the wet track too. She's been placed on wet once in two attempts. And she's out of a Woodman mare. So usually that progeny swim. A 12 Diamond Maid could well be the knockout. I know this horse doesn't have a good win strike rate. It's only won the one from 33, but has been placed on the seven occasions. She's a stayer resuming at the 1,600 metres, but she has been placed three or five first up in the past. Always performs better on the rain-affected tracks and carries just 52.5 kilos after Jenny Duggan's claim. Nine Burden of Proof. She can mix a form, a touch, but is twice a winner on soft tracks. Loves it here at Kembla. It's had eight goes on the home track for two wins and two minor placings, and really attacked the line when fourth to Think Free at Newcastle last start. And eight El Dorado Mine that failed miserably at Kembla last time behind Autumn after striking trouble around the 800 metre mark. He is capable of bouncing back. 4.12, 9 and 8 in the penultimate.
And the last, of course, is the Polytrack Provincial Championship qualifier, race 8. At 5 minutes past six, Mandelion, number 10's the favourite at this stage with Tab at 3.20, locally trained for Gwenda Markwell. Juventus, number 5 at 4.20. 12 Eugene's Pick runs there today, $6. And Bastia, number 2, is at $6.50.
What a great race. So plenty of hope. So I've gone 14, 3, 10 and 2, putting Think Free on top. And I just think she's the new kid on the block. She's a filly by So You Think. She's got a good race record, five starts, three wins and two minor placings. I know much of her form's on country and provincial tracks, but she's on the upward spiral, and I just think she's got enough improvement in her to mix it with some of her better credentialed rivals today. She was very good winning at Scone first up from a spell, defeating three subsequent winners, including the Mudgee champion, Country Championships winner, Soul Secrets. And then last start at Newcastle on a benchmark 64 was too good for Hildago and Collins Creek. Collins Creek's since come out and won, so that form looks okay. This filly's carried 58 kilos and 57.5 kilos her last couple of starts. She gets down to 54 today. I think she'll be flashing at them late. Three's off and his lad's definitely the best roughie in the race. That flies under the radar here. Won four in a row last preparation on country tracks. Loves that rain-affected going. And the first up run was a ripper in the Provincial Championships qualifier at Newcastle. Was beaten 2.5 lengths by Arcademus. Had to change direction a number of times in the straight. Was finishing off strongly back closer to the rails, which was probably the worst part of the track. Ten Mandelion won this race last year. A bold front-running mare, locally trained. Huge drop in grade today. Went around in the Group 1 Coolmore last week. Was beaten 10 lengths, but will find this much easier. Mandelion was placed in the Group 3 Anx quality in October when second behind I Am Serious. And at 2, Bastia, best of the rest. Looked like he needed the run first up at Newcastle when 6 to Arcademus when beaten 2 lengths. Should improve today. 14, 3, 10 and 2 in the last.
All right, so they're the eight races. The big one is the last at 6:05. We're on a heavy 9, and let's hope it can improve a little bit through the day. What's your best, Mick?
I've picked out two that I think will go close today. At race 5, number 7, On the White Turf. I think it can go one better from its place in there at Wyong last time. And race 7 at number 4, Elephorus for Chris Lee.
5, 7 and 7, 4, and your tips in the provincial, 14, 3, 10 and 2. Good on you, Mick. Enjoy it down there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mick Wallace, form analyst looking after Kembla Grange today. Full coverage right here on Sky Sports Radio, right through the day with Mick, with also the build-up with race caller Mitch Manners. A break, and then Paul Joyce will join us to look at five Group 1s, all of the races here at Rose Hill.
Sky Sports Radio is the best way to start your wagering day.
Really happy with him. He's got a good constitution. He's got a really good attitude to his work.
Racing HQ has the inside word from all the newsmakers of Sydney's Autumn Carnival. And continuing throughout the morning, there's a cavalcade of vital race previews. Every
morning. He's going great guns. I think this race sets up a bit better for him.
Grab your New South Wales tips every morning at 10. Plus, there's Lester, Hunter, Cooper and Maxworthy covering all the interstate action. Racing HQ is required listening every morning on Sky Sports Radio. Sports Breakfast.
Premiership winning halfback Chad Townsend. Good morning, Chad.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Obviously a change of coach. Shane Flanagan is out and John Morris is in. How's he fitted in?
Yeah, he's been excellent. Obviously, a few of the boys asked to play, John Morris, myself including. And one thing I really remembered about him when he was a player was that he was just extremely professional in the way he prepared and recovered from games. And he's really taken that into his coaching approach. And the boys are very happy to have him on board. Has a lot of fresh new ideas that are going to bring our attack to life.
The Big Sports Breakfast. 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Race into autumn with the all-new Muscle Brook Cup Day, Friday, March 29, featuring the Muscle Brook Gold Cup. Come and enjoy an authentic, relaxed country racing experience at the TAB Country Race Club of the Year. Get your tickets now at musclebrookraceclub.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing have Sydney's Autumn Carnival covered as we count down to the championship's race days in April.
Winks takes the lead and here's her second, Queen Elizabeth.
There's the champion mare Winks, the country and provincial qualifiers, and Group 1 racing every Saturday. Racing HQ is the best way to start your wagering day. Brought to you by TAB.
Yes, we're broadcasting, continuing to do this out at Rose Hill this morning. We've got a beautiful start to the day. There's a little bit of cloud around, but it's been a magic start, considering we only got that 3.5 mil of rain last night at around 6 o'clock. It was areas out here got a lot more than the 3.5, so we were quite fortunate. And Sean Patterson, the track manager at Rose Hill, is walking into our OB van just to give us an update, because I've been stuck in the van since 6:30. Sean, you've had a busy morning, mate. You're running around, you're sweating up, you're enjoying it so far.
Yeah, I am, actually. It's nice to see the sun out. So.
Yeah, no, exactly. Have you had time to walk out onto the track? How's that sun? Has it got the dew off?
Yeah, there's only a little bit left, a couple more hours up our sleeve, so it's going to work out nicely for us.
Okay. So we've marked it an 8 this morning with that little bit of rain last night. As I just told our listeners that didn't hear us earlier, it could have been a lot more.
Definitely. Looking at that radar last night, we thought we were going to get a heap more, and my thought was we would be starting on a 10 this morning, but it's been good to us, and we've only got that 3.5 mil, and it's just in the 8 range, and with this sun, looking to improve.
So there may be a chance. I don't want to push you that it's definitely going to get to a 7, but there's a chance.
There is a chance. It just depends on after probably the first two races, once it gets chopped up a little bit, and see what happens from there. As I said, everything's on our favour at the moment, so we're just going to wait and see.
No, it's a glorious day for people. The members' gates open early, bright and early at 10:30 shortly, and the general public at 11:15, and we urge people to come out and enjoy Winks, but the other big races, because every race has got something pretty good today.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great day of racing.
Good on you, Sean. Thank you for the update, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Sean Patterson, track manager here at Rose Hill. Paul Joyce is with us. He's done the golden slipper form. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, I've done the slipper form, obviously. And look, the good thing is, even doing the form as far back as Wednesday when those acceptances came out, we were working off a soft 7, perhaps into that heavy 8 range, which is exactly where it's landed. So no excuses there, and the rail out 3 metres, the track last year was exactly the same as this. It was a soft 7, and it ended up a heavy 8 because they got rain on the day. But the track last year on this day raced so fairly, horses weren't necessarily scouting out deep and covering ground. They were coming from everywhere, and I'm expecting that same sort of pattern today. So if you find the best horses, you find horses that like soft 7, heavy 8 tracks, you should come out in front.
All right, and Andrew Hurley's with us at TAB as well, back at French's Forest. Morning to you, Andrew.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, Andrew. What a fantastic day's racing. Been really excited about it all week, and as have the punters. They have been going hammer and tong all week, and obviously most of the money gets invested on race day, so expect that to continue. But some massive bets coming in, particularly on Winks, but they've been interested in the whole card right throughout the week.
All right, let's jump into the mate. Take us through the TAB birthday card.
Number one, She Knows. 650 to 750. Resin is the favourite. 380 to 390. A bet of 2,890 taken on Resin around about 5 minutes ago. 480, no change for Advantage. Magic Alibi, $19, no change. 550 to 6, back to 550. Sweet Scandal. Serene Miss in a dollar from 10 to $9. 71 to 81. Perizzata, Star Reflection, 15 into 14. 34 is no change in Good Time. Miss Q, 13 to 14, back to 13. And 9 to 950 is into the abyss. Look, not massive change here in the market, but Resin does hold the weight of cash in the opener.
Speed in the race, obviously a touch of it came out when Mollified was scratched. She would have been either leading or outside the lead, but we've still got enough pace. You've got In Good Time drawn close to the fence, Sweet Scandal will press forward, and Perizada from the wide gate will definitely just add that little bit of pressure to the lead as Magic Alibi not far away. Look, I'm going 2, 3, 1, and 6 to start things off. Number 2, Resin on top. $3.90 hurls, and look, I would say if she'd drawn inside barrier 6, she'd be about a $3 pop in this race. So you're getting that little bit of extra value due to the wide gate, but to offset that, you've got James McDonald to do the steering. When you look at her stats, she just wins this race. She's had 3 wins from 4 at the distance. She's won at Rose Hill. She's won 3 from 4 on soft, and she's 2 from 2 second up. So she really does tick all the boxes here, apart from that slightly tricky barrier. But if J-Mac can get in, or even if he just has to go all the way back and get to the outside, I think she'll be too good for them. Number 3, Avantage. She's the big query, this Kiwi filly. She's a Group 1 winner. She's won 5 from 6. Opie Bosson rides. He's undefeated on this filly, and I think she's the one that, if she's good enough, could definitely challenge Resin. She knows will fight hard. She's been placed 5 of 6 here at Rose Hill. Probably starting to worry now that she's just lost that winning knack, but that's probably because she got penalised so early in her career for being so good. So she's still carrying the big weights. And number 6, Serene Miss. She's the best roughie in the field, second up here from a spell on a soft track. I'll go 2, 3, 1, and 6 to hopefully get us off to a flyer.
Righto, race 2's the Camera House Derby, Munro. And look, we had a couple of scratchings. We knew there was a few coming out last couple of days, and Charge came out at longer figure odds, and Military Zone this morning as well.
Yeah, God, it has been knocked around slightly with scratchings. Charge comes out 2x2, 8x8 advantage. These are the deductions, of course. 6x6, Military Zone, and New Long January, 2x2. All right, from the top, Gem Song, 7 into 6.50. We go down to the 5, Jonker, 9.50 into 8 today. 17 to 15, Wild Planet. Legend of Condor gets out from 41 to 51. Crone, 26 to 17. Poised to Strike, 21 to 23. Profits Thumb, 8.50 to 9. In a dollar from 10 to $9 is Wagner. And the favourite is Classique Legend. Now, it's at $1.80, but has been soft in the market this morning. It's 1.65 to $1.80. And I can tell you, as far as money invested today, Gem Song is actually carrying more cash. So be really interested to see what price Classique Legend does jump at. Of course, it's the real boom horse around the place at the moment. But 1.65 to $1.80. It did open up at 1.95, but with the deductions, $1.80 is just about the best price bet.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the most interesting horses all day, isn't he, Hurl? Speed in the race, Classique Legend. He'll roll forward from the wide gate. I think Jonker will kick through and lead. The other on-pace runners, Legend of Condor Handy, Poised to Strike close up, and the scratching of Charge really has taken that pressure out of the race, which will suit Classique Legend fans. But I'm sticking solid with Gem Song at the odds. I'm going 1, 14, 12 and 5. Again, the stats just all point towards Gem Song. He loves wet tracks. He's had the one run on a soft, which was the Eskimo Prince, and he won it, coming through on the worst part of the track. A decent tempo in the race will definitely suit him. And at the weights of this race, the set weights and penalties are fair. He's a benchmark 88 horse, yet he's only got the 58.5 compared to the rest of the field. And he's just beautifully weighted under that scale. And I suppose if you look at Jason Collett's stats on this horse, he's had 5 rides on Gem Song for 4 wins and a second. So I think you're going very close if you want to back number 1 Gem Song. Of course, the big query is how good is number 14 Classique Legend. Look, I've got no doubt he's an exceptional talent, and the 2 starts he's had have been brilliant. But at the end of the day, you've got a horse odds on, drawn out, first go on a soft track, stepping up from a benchmark 70 to a group race. And I just think it's a huge leap, and I think he's got to be unders at the $1.80, and I'm not surprised that punters are holding off jumping in all over him. Away from that, I thought number 12, Prophet's Thumb, she's the underrated filly. That was a fair dinkum, tough win in the fireball holding off Trope, and I think Trope's a really good horse in the making, so I've got to put her in. And number 5, Jonker, I think he's the big beneficiary of Charge coming out, because I just think he may get that slightly softer run up on the speed. So I'm going 1, 14, 12 and 5 in the Derby, Munro.
They've got to work out where they're going to get to here, Paul, but, you know, Duff and Munns were talking about it with Classique Legend, what price you'd back the horse, but it'll be interesting to see what price it eases out to by start time.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I think reading between the lines with Hurls there, the tab aren't really going to move him out, even though there's not a lot of money for him, because I have a feeling as soon as they do hit that that point where the punters are happy, they really will launch.
Yeah,
and I think that's what will probably happen, Hurls.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was about to make that same point. I think they might just watch, and then once it does get to that price, they'll go bang. And, well, it's no doubt it'll start favourite.
Race three is the Mannion Cup. It starts right where we're broadcasting from this morning. The 2,400-metre start. Take us through the market.
Yeah, really good addition of the Mannion Cup. Big Duke is a $9.50 chance out from 9 this morning. 16-18 for Jamia. We've got One Foot in Heaven, 14-18. Vinda Dance, 8-9. 19-21 for Zakata. Big Blue, a little bit of specking this morning. 31-34, now into 26. Castanen, 13-15. 9-10. For Etymology. Midterm, interesting runner, 6 into 550. Jamie Carr takes the ride there. Shiroa is the favourite, 290 out to 310, back to 290. Opened up at $5 earlier in the week, so they've come for it. 13 to 10 for Rodrigo. It was specced last start also, interestingly, so they've backed up here again. And Dukan, 26 to 34.
Look, speed in the race here is interesting because Midterm's got the blinkers going on first time. Now, last time he was in Sydney for the Metrop, they rode him back from a wide gate and he probably should have won the Metrop. Maybe today they go forward with blinkers on. Away from that, Big Blue, I think he will be try and lead. He led throughout to win the St Ledger at Randwick on a heavy track last prep. And Etymology close up, Rodrigo close up. Tactical 2,400. I'm going 10-1-2-6. I'm with the money horse here, Shraro. Chris Waller, Karen McAvoy, it was the eye-catching run in the Randwick City Stakes on a good track, but it was a race that favoured the odd pacers. Hayam led throughout, and Traro was clearly the best of the back markers. His sectionals were off the charts, and out to 2,400 certainly suits, and he did win on a heavy eight at Flemington during the spring, so he just ticks that box there that he should get through the going just fine today, and if he does, I think he'll win. Number one, Big Duke's overs at 9.50, though. He's a winner at the track. He's a winner over 2,400. He loves soft, heavy conditions. And his run in the Parramatta Cup first up was terrific. So I think he's the threat. Number two, Jarmay, I think's the improver, third up off a spell. And number six, Big Blue. I marked him as a bit of a roughie, and it's interesting that he's been back from 34 to 26 because he is first up at 2,400. So if there's a bit of confidence around, I think that's a good sign if you are playing the multis. 10, 1, 2 and 6 in the third.
We had Kieran Maher on the show this morning. He gave it just a little bit of a hold. The horse isn't as forward as when they brought it to Sydney previously. It's had, I think, a jumps trial, but it's certainly not in the shape that it was the last time when it came to Sydney and won Big Blue. And the stewards have told us Midterm to be ridden forward in the Mannion Cup. To race four, the Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas.
Yeah, of course, races 1-4 today with Tab.
No.
We're extending, actually.
Where have
we
extended
are.
It? It's races 1-6.
1-6.
1-6.
Yep. And look out for some retail specials right throughout the afternoon, too, Andrew, if you're listening in Tab Audio. The Autumn Sun. As much as $1.60, they went up all over it, $1.35. Madison County, $10, no change. Crown Prosecutor, $23. Surely Sacred, 16 into 15. Arameo, 34 to 26. Vernan is a $23 chance, 23 to 26. Arrogant, $16 for Dealmaker. I've just missed Chapada, it's 41. 81 Purple Sector, Costello, 41, 151. Yulong Tavion, Avelstock is a $201 chance. Pretty much next to Winks, the best backed runner all day. And as far as multis are concerned, the Autumn Sun Winks multi has been very popular.
Yeah, well, look, speed in this race, it's a little bit of a query. Yulong Tavion probably goes forward. I think Crown Prosecutor, he was a bit keen in the New Zealand Derby and he's drawn out. So I suppose he'll go forward. He could even lead them. The Autumn Sun, Karen McAvoy, I suppose that's the only horse people are really interested in. And, you know, it's been fairly well publicised. I think Karen's aware that he doesn't want to get back in the ruck here behind slow horses or tiring horses. So it'll be interesting to see just how much early pace the Autumn Sun can show from that lovely gate. And obviously I think he'll win the race 1, 2, 11 and 8. You just can't find any reason not to back him. I mean, it's set weights is ideal for him. He's won four Group 1s. He handles soft and heavy tracks. And he's been crying out for the 2,000 metres. So he's got to go on top. I know he's very, very short, $1.35, but I think that's just the way this race is. Number two, Madison County, is the only one you could make some case for to beat him. And when you have a look at the Randwick Guineas, he's got to make up 2¾ lengths at set weights. And I just can't see how he'll do that. So even though I think he'll run really well, I think his second is his best result. And if you want to play the trifectas and first fours, you might be able to get some money out of it that way. I think number 11, Costello, is ridiculous odds for a horse that's being aimed for the Derby, and this is the logical race to get him there. He's won his last two. He's proven on genuine soft tracks, and he'll stay the trip. And number 8, Chapada, who ran third in the Victoria Derby and ran second behind Thinking Big on a soft track in the Caulfield Classic, he shouldn't be $41 either. So maybe look at those wider multis if you want to get a bit of money out of this race. I'm going 1, 2, 11 and 8.
Righto, that's the Rosehill Guineas at 2.25. Race 5's the George Ryder, where we see one special horse trying to win the same race four times.
Yeah, extraordinary. We've probably run out of superlatives, but let's hope people get on track to see her today. Obviously, lots of incentives to get out there today, but it's her penultimate is the plan. Look, I won't go through this market other than say that at $1.06, she's now the shortest price she has been throughout betting. We had a bet yesterday of $400,000 at that $1.08. This morning, 259,000. Normally, we'd be sort of singing from the trees when we get $100,000 bets on a horse, but that's almost been the norm for Winx. They expect her to win and win comfortably. $1.06 is the asking price. We do have a Winx out market, and you'll head to Racing Extras for that. And I can tell you in that market, Land of Plenty is the 350 favourite. Dreamforce, 450. We've got $5 for Ring and Ding Ding. And Brutal, $9 Sosie Bond and Prompt Response, and Teleplay is the outsider in that market at $21.
Yeah, well, they say better than bank interest, Hurls, and 6% for, you know, a minute's work, I suppose it is better than bank interest when you look at Winx's record. She'll win today. The pace in the race, Prompt Response, Dreamforce and Brutal. Winx will just camp off them, probably sit 2-3 deep the trip and round them up and power away to win as she likes. So you only have to look at the last two editions. She ran past Le Romaine 2 years ago, and then last year she ran down Happy Clapper and Kementari. There's no depth like that in this year's field, and it's the same sort of going, so yeah, she'll just win. Look, number 9, Brutal, I've marked him for second, the 3-year-old. I just think he comes through the Canterbury Stakes, which is a form line I like, into this. Dreamforce, I'm hoping for an aggressive ride by Damien Lane, really get going and, you know, make Winx work for her victory, and I think if they try that on Dreamforce, he can hang on and run a place. And number 5, Prompt Response, she'll obviously be right up there from the word go. And she was terrific in the Canterbury Stakes, running third behind Trapeze Artist. So I'm going 4, 9, 2 and 5. I won't be having 400,000 on, but I do think it's a pretty smart bet by whoever did it.
You'll have 350,000, I imagine.
Yeah, something like that, Bill. It'll be lovely.
Yeah, it's a magic race, magic mare, and we can't wait. 5 minutes past 3 is Winx time today. And in the makeup of 5 Group 1s, you know, all these races are stars. She is the ultimate star. And Hugh Bowman spoke to us this morning. You can check that out. The podcast is available at Sky Sports Radio 1. And he's got a ride virtually in every race. He's lost charge in race 2, but it's certainly well worth a listen. He was tremendous failure this morning, Hugh Bowman. The next Group 1 is the Randvet, race 6.
A very good edition of the Randvet here, plenty of depth. $26 out to $31 for Almanda. Now, Avilius is $340 to $380. It's been a bit soft in the market. I'm not sure that's the best price you're going to get either at this stage. Ace High, 23 to 26. 23 to 17 for the Taj Mahal. He's eminent, 850 to 11. 17, no change for Knight's Wash. Sikandarabad is a $23 chance. Ouvray, Richard Freeman, 81 to 101. 650 to $7 for Dance, Dance, Dance. The New Zealander, Shalala, has met with support today, 12 into 950, but Unforgotten. This is one of the main reasons why Almanda is getting out. As much as $8.50 was available Wednesday afternoon, $6 this morning. They continue to come for it. It's now under $5. Egg Tart, 13 to 10. 101, Savvy Coup, and Natoya, 19 to 21. Unforgotten, Andrew, I've heard you speak to Huey a number of times in recent weeks. He just keeps on sort of mentioning Unforgotten, not to forget it.
Well, he's been riding Unforgotten in track work and or Winks in track work with Unforgotten working with Winks, and I think he's been quite impressed. The Stewart's notes here, Paul, Taj Mahal likely leader, Al Mandan to probably sit fourth or fifth.
Yeah, that's important to note. Obviously, the Taj Mahal's got the blinkers first time, and you expect him to go forward. Look, he's eminent, this overseas galloper. I expect him to go forward watching a few of his replays. He led them up in a Prince of Wales Stakes over 2,000 metres Group 1. And that was sort of his role overseas in the past. Of course, he's never been on a soft or heavy track, so you're guessing a bit with him. I've gone 10, 13, 4 and 2. Number 10 on top for me, Dance, Dance, Dance. And I really like her on an each-way basis. If you want to take the 7 each-way, I think she's a really safe play. If you want to live a bit more dangerously, back her straight out because she's got the soft and heavy track form. She's had 8 starts on soft, heavy tracks for 4 wins, 4 placings. 2 of her Group 1 wins in New Zealand on soft and heavy tracks last prep. She won by 4 lengths and 3.5 lengths. Now, these are Group 1 races against the best in New Zealand, and she's toying with them. And then last start, she lost to probably the best horse in New Zealand, Melody Bell. She lost by a neck, and they gapped the rest of the field by nearly 4 lengths. Barrier 1, Opie Boss, and he's never lost on this mare, Opie. And I just think for a 2-time Group 1 winner, she is massive overs at $7. Away from that, I thought the 13 Egg Tart. I think she's a silly price. She's a Group 1 winner, a 2-time Group 1 winner. She's 3 from 4 on heavy, and she loves the 2,000 metres, and she carries Winks form into the race. So I think she's a silly price. Number 4, the Taj Mahal, I think he's overs. He'll give you a great side up on speed going off his run in the Caulfield Cup. And number 2, Avilius. Yeah, I can see why he's easy. He doesn't have any wet track form you can bank on, and he was disappointing in the Australian Cup. So looking back on it now, I'm a bit disappointed I didn't throw Unforgotten in. I was a bit concerned with her wet track form, but the money would say don't worry about that. Her pedigree's okay for it, and maybe you just have to forgive that one flop on a soft track. So I've gone 10, 13, 4 and 2, but I'm kicking myself I didn't put number 12 Unforgotten in.
Yeah, it was interesting. Duff was pushing home that, you know, Unforgotten's only run was on a soft 5, I'm going off memory.
Yeah, it wasn't a really rain-affected track, and she obviously ran last and pulled up with a problem. So you look at the stats, and it just has a big duck egg there, but maybe it was one of those ones we should have forgiven. And, you know, you don't know that she'll handle a heavy, but the money says she will.
The big one, the $3.5 million Longines Golden Slipper, is race 7 at 4:30, and we're looking at very much a massive first four pool here, Hurls.
Expected to hit $1.5 million, and with the favourite being at 460, I'd say even if the favourites run 1, 2, 3, 4, it's still going to pay handsomely. And what a cracking race it is. Plenty of value for punters. Let's go through from the top. Yes, yes, yes. 750 to 8. Microphone, 7 into 550 this morning. Just eases back to 6, but 7 into 6 officially. $16, no change, Time to Rain. Free of debt, 34 to 41. Back to 34. Cosmic Force, the favourite, 440 to 460. Dubious, 34's no change. Liar, 12 to 13, back to 12. 71 to 61, Lincoln Star. Tenley, $5, no change this morning. 16 to 17 for the Black Opal winner, Pinsec. 21 to 19 for Anaheed. Kiyomichi, 51 to 61, back to 51. Catch Me, 34 to 51. Vincent Valaire, 71 to 81. Exhilarate, 17 to 18. And 17 to 15 for Loving Gabby. Now, in terms of dollars held throughout the week, it has been Tenley in front of Microphone, then Yes, 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 and then Cosmic Force, despite the fact it's favourite. Today, the money has been for Yes, 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 in front of Microphone, and then Tenley. But spreading their love around also, Liar, support there. Pinsec has met with support today. Loving Gabby. It's just one of those sort of races, as I said. You like your big races and value in the races where you're not going to get one better than the Golden Slipper.
Yeah, you're right, Hurls, and it is one of those slippers this year where there's no real standout. I know Cosmic Force is going to start favourite, but it's not like summer slippers where you have one or two really dominate the betting. You could make a case for any of these, and speed in the race, I've just got pace on with an exclamation mark because you've got, from inside out, Cosmic Force, Anaheed, Free of Debt, Vince Valare, and then out really wide, Dubious and Kiyomichi. So it's just from inside to out, speed, 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 which is what a Golden Slipper should be. I've gone 2, 5, 10, 16, Microphone on top. hoping for a drying track, which we looks like we'll get as the day unfolds. The only risk with him is the going. His form speaks for itself. He did beat Cosmic Force easily in the Skyline. He's got Barrier 1 and Hugh Bowman. So that was enough to put Microphone on top. And I did go back and research his dam, Sung, who used to race in the Dali colours, and Sung was very good on a wet track. So